Brenna Campbell's been sailing up and down the Inside Passage every summer for the past 25 years. She's tied up for the night in Petersburg's North Harbour.
You want to come aboard?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, come on. It's 30 feet. It's a little over a 10-foot beam. Has a 10.5-foot beam.
She lives a quiet life and doesn't get many visitors. Okay. And because of her solitary sojourns, she's now at the center of an experiment that a group of scientists in the Pacific Northwest hope will change the future of whale research.
It's just an app that you download. It's called Whale M App, and you just tap it.
And a screen comes up with a picture of a whale's tail fluke. This is all happening on Brenna Campbell's Android phone. The Whale Map app allows users to log sightings of marine mammals. These are then entered into a database and sent back to Oregon State University, where researcher Courtney Han tries to figure out what the data means. Han is the brains behind this project and says, in order to understand whales and their like, we have to use all resources available.
Instead of looking at the study of one whale in one small area, it's saying, let's gather all of our forces together to look at how these animals move across really vast distances that we can't even travel across.
Scientists might not be able to travel across these distances, but the myriad people who boat up and down the Pacific Northwest during the summer months can and often do.
Last summer, I had 1,200 sightings recorded over 3 months over the entire area of Southeast Alaska. There was no one else who was able to collect that type of data.
Han says collecting so much data helps scientists understand the behavior patterns of marine mammals, but it also aids the development of a new scientific field.
In which we get back to saying, yes, every person can be a scientist and every person can learn and study different amazing animals.
Despite her optimism, Han is not blind to the drawbacks of citizen data. She understands civilians' eyes aren't as informed as scientists, and so has built in a rating system on the app to try and counter errors in sightings. Just like you can rate your favourite song on iTunes, Whale Map has a starring system for judging how confident you are about what you saw. This allows novices like Brenna Campbell to use the app without worrying about making a mistake. Back in Petersburg, we've been trawling the dock for about an hour searching for a sign of marine life.
I don't see anything around. I actually saw two stellar sea lions last night, and there's little binoculars there, which means you see something. You hit the binoculars, it gives you your various species. So I'll just hit stellar sea lions. And then stars, I was pretty sure they were sea lions. So I hit 5 stars and then just hit save.
It's as easy as that. The app uses GPS satellites to track the smartphone's movement. So it doesn't matter when a citizen scientist is out of cell service, a common problem in Southeast Alaska. As soon as it's uploaded, the sighting can be seen by Han and her team. And while scientists like Han are able to study that data and see what it means for the marine creatures of the Pacific, Brenna Campbell is just happy she can contribute while doing the thing she loves.
It's fun knowing that this information I'm collecting might actually make a difference in the survival of a species. It makes you feel like you're contributing, not just being a sail bum.
At the moment, the app is only available in limited release on Android. But if Courtney Han has her way, sail bum scientists and smartphones will help shape the future of whale research in the Pacific Northwest. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.